They said it took him 3 years to find Sirigu or Kithira. I'd like to say, through the efforts of a gentleman here today, Jim Prineas, Angelo Nataris in Sydney, and a lot of other helpers, with a click on your computer, Kithira, its culture, its people, is open to the whole world. And I think back in Australia, I've heard that it's a first for any country in the world to develop such a system that opens up its whole history to the rest of the world. Now, secondly, my brother-in-law, he's Cypriot, but I won't hold that against him. Where are you, Con? When I started coming back to Kithira, he used to say, "But what are you doing there? What are you going to do all day?" And I'd say, "Nothing. I'd just sit there and do nothing." I finally convinced him in 2001 to come over for a stay. And after that, every year, "George, when are we going back to Kithira?" This, to me, shows what Kithira does to people that come over. I was born in Kithira. I left 5 years old. Dad had preceded me. I was born in 1923. Dad left Mum pregnant with me, went to Australia, had to work 5 years to save up enough money to bring over Mum, my sister and I. And I'm very excited over this family tree business because since coming here, I've got the help of our little church down in Katulivadi, Yetiada, and there's a plaque on the wall, and I'd say 6 years before Captain Cook discovered Australia, the plaque says 1764, this church was built by the effort of two Geonodus clan that had come in from the mainland, and that's where our island family name started from. And I'm well halfway through developing my family tree, and later on I've got a section of it there people would like to see, although I like this system a lot better. I used a circular system, but I'd need a radius the size of this room, I think, to put all the names on it from 1762, as I say. And once again, thanks to Jim and everyone else that is making this possible for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, George.